driving in, everything looks so different to me because I live in America now. But there's still a feeling over here, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, I'm sorry. Anyway, we'd like to carry on with Carpet of the Soul. Immortal Beloved. decided that we wanted to go back to our roots because we felt that we'd kind of lost our way in the early 80s. Wore a denim jacket on the album cover. We decided that that's the way that we wanted to go, and this is a title track of the album, and the first one that we wrote together, and it's called Grandine Il Vento.
Rain sprung the sunlight.
some amazing bands. Curb there. Yeah, you know? Brilliant band. Fantastic music. I'd just like to say, you know, I won't forget it later, but it's been wonderful performing with them. We weren't quite sure how it would mix, you know, but I think it works fantastically well. They're a great band. So give them a round of applause. If you have the album, I've been telling everybody to do this, is to go through the song. It's got all the seagulls and the ocean in the background. When it comes very close to the end, the guy who was recording, I guess, recording that, he didn't turn it off, and you can hear him walking away. Oh, you're laughing. You know, nobody's been doing that. It's quite silent, and I felt really silly, but have a listen tonight, and you'll hear it. This is called Sounds of the Sea.
Thank you.
Thank you. When we were on tour in America in 1978, I believe, we got a phone call. Somebody gave us the message. We just finished our sound check, I think, to tell us that Northern Lights was in the charts, and when we got back to England, we were going to be doing Pops. We did it three times. It was wonderful, very unexpected, and this is Northern Lights. Thank you. DVD that we have here tonight that we were filmed at the Union Chapel last April. It's a song that it's a world song, it's for the planet, and I asked Ian Anderson if he would play flute on it, and he did, and it sounds amazing. Unfortunately, he's not here tonight. I know you were thinking that, why is she going to bring him out? Anyway, maybe the next time, though, I'm working on it. So, we did do, when I came over to edit the DVD last July, I, with Paul Green, who filmed the show, the Union Chapel, and we were talking, we were talking about videos and what we'd done with Renaissance, and I said, well, really, we didn't film Carnegie Hall, Royal Albert Hall, we had very little. And I think he felt sorry for me, because anyway, we had a day off, we'd done all our work, and he said, well, what do you want to do on Saturday? Do you want to go to Manchester, or do you want to film a video? So anyway, it was wonderful. I can't remember a day like it. It was so unexpected, but it was for this song, and we filmed it in a barley field that was right in front of John Bank, which I think had a lot of meaning as well. And just filmed it. It was sunny, it was a bit windy, but also you can see it, it's on YouTube. It says the Renaissance and it has the Christ of the World. And it's also on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Renaissance Touring. And you can see it on there. This is called Christ of the World. There is.
Shine the light.
you might know this one. This goes back to Turn of the Cars. It's called Mother Russia.
Thank you.
produce this amazing band at the end. On far left is Jeffrey Langley on keyboards. On bass guitar is Leo Traversa. On drums, percussion and vocals is Frank Pagano. On guitar and vocals is Mark Lambert. And our MD and amazing keyboard player is Ray Tessa.
And of course, the one and only Anne Hassel.
Done 10 concerts in the last couple of weeks, and it's been wonderful. And wanted to thank Curved Air again for being part of this, and Sonia Christina, and I hope we can work together again. I'd like to thank Denny Bridges, who's the man at the front who does the sound for us and does an amazing job. And we have Mark Stamp, who's the side here, who does our monitors. We shouted them a lot, but he's and then we have Tigger on lights tonight. Tigger. Let's see. I'd like to thank Beric and Daniel for being very understanding, and it's been wonderful to work with you, and I know we'll work together again. And thank Rhino Agency and this year the O2 Academy Group for promoting us. Who else am I missing? It's like taking an Oscar, isn't it? Oh God. But there is a God, it's everywhere, isn't it? So thank you so much again. Have I forgotten anyone? Oh yes, Jeffrey Mitchell, who does our merch. Jeffrey! And David Newman, the band liaison. Thank you.
come down.